Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in.
Are you looking for something simple and delicious to add to your wellness routine, especially this time of year when everyone's trying to stay healthy through the winter months? Well, thanks to our newest podcast sponsor, Manicora, which Jen and I are so excited about, this is now possible. Manicora honey is rich, creamy, and is the most delicious honey you've ever had. We love it because it's ethically produced by Manicora's master beekeepers in the remote forests of New Zealand. These bees gather the nectar from the Manuka tea tree, which is packed with bioactives that give this honey three times more antioxidants and prebiotics than regular honey. These help support your cells and gut, which is where most of your immune system actually lives. It's a game changer, and all you need is one heaped teaspoon each morning to get the most out of the amazing bioactives in Manuka. And who doesn't love honey? Jen and I love adding it to our morning tea or coffee, and it's a great replacement instead of adding all sorts of extra added sugars to your stuff. And now it's easier than ever to try Manicora honey. Head to manicora.com/docjen to save up to 31% plus $25 worth of free gifts with the starter kit, which comes with an MGO 850 plus Manuka honey jar, 5 honey travel sticks, a wooden spoon, and a guidebook. That MGO number is just referring to all those amazing bioactives that are in this honey. That's manicora.com/docjen to save 31% plus those $25 worth of free gifts. All right, now let's hop into the episode.
Let's talk stretching. So we're actually doing this podcast because there was a new consensus that came out looking at a ton of different studies. And what is most effective? How long should we be stretching? What type of stretching should we be doing? What's most beneficial for just like acute instances of wanting to relax tension and increase range of motion? And what's best for chronically trying to improve our range of motion and open us up? So we're going to talk about what this consensus really came to.
And so what this paper is, it's the Delphi Consensus, and 20 international experts come together and they review all sorts of stretching research, all of the stretching research, to come up with the specifics on here's what we would recommend and here is what it will benefit. And they look at all sorts of different things like range of motion, stiffness, strength and hypertrophy, injury prevention, recovery, posture, cardiovascular health. So does stretching benefit these things on an acute or chronic basis? And how can I get those benefits? When we talk about stretching in general, that's where I just feel like this word isn't acutely defined to where people are all thinking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. When I think stretching, I think of the passive stretch, the most common being the hamstring stretch, where you're just like stretching your hamstrings and holding it for a long duration of time. But that's like only one type of stretching.
Right. And you can go places and they will stretch you, right? There's like stretch labs. Stuff. And so that's what I think too. But I think even these stretch labs, they're using these different types of stretch techniques. So some different types would be just static stretching. So one that you brought up, right? Maybe you're taking a strap or a towel, putting it around your foot, bringing it up, and you're just holding. So that's a static stretch. Nothing's moving. Nothing's contracting. You're just trying to relax. We have dynamic stretching. So this is more active control, right? Active mobility. A lot of people might think of like FRC, if anyone's familiar, if you're a trainer or a PT, where you're kind of moving through that end range of motion, nice and slow in that controlled range. Or, you know, just anything that we're doing where we're actively moving our body through a range of motion. Even if you're going slow into squats and kind of moving your hips side to side in a low squat. So that's a kind of like dynamic stretching.
And then we have ballistic stretching, which is people might think of like leg swings, or if you're standing at a wall doing leg swings, where you're almost like bouncing into the end of the range of motion, which can be pretty aggressive,
to be honest, I do leg swings before I play basketball because I'm like, I need to test these tendons out before I go play basketball so I don't hurt myself. PNF stretching, which stands for proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation, which there's also components of in FRC. Yes. But this is more of a part, usually more of a partner stretch where you're like pressing into a muscle. So if someone's like holding your leg in a hamstring stretch and you press down into them and then relax to get more range of motion, that's PNF stretching. And then there's high dosage static stretching, which is like static stretching, but just for a long duration of time.
Yeah. Rather than like your 30 seconds, you're holding it for minutes.
Yeah. Taking a quick pause from the episode to talk about nutrition. This is something that so many of us are focused on, and we have so many resolutions coming into the new year saying, I'm going to keep my nutrition at optimal levels. And while Jen and I definitely are proponents of getting a lot of your nutrients, your vitamins and minerals from the foods you eat, sometimes as busy individuals, that might just not be enough. And that's why we absolutely rely on Needed to make sure we're keeping our nutrients at the optimal levels. Now, Needed was vital during our journey, and they have so many options for those who are looking to conceive, are in the prenatal phases, or in postpartum. But as we've gotten more into postpartum phases, we've been relying on them for our general nutrition as well. I've been taking their men's multivitamin. Jen takes their women's multi along with omega-3s and CoQ10. And one of the things we absolutely love about their supplements is that they truly do the research to know that you have the amount that's needed to thrive, not just survive. You won't find any unnecessary fillers, poor nutrient forms, unsustainably sourced ingredients, or high heavy metal loads like we're starting to see in a lot of supplements. And Needed really is on the ground doing the research to make sure that they know they are dosing the nutrients at the right levels for what's optimal for every individual. That's why if you are somebody who has nutrition or optimizing your nutrition on your New Year's resolutions, we would recommend going down to the link in the show notes. It's just thisisneeded.com. That's thisisneeded.com. And make sure you use code Optimal at checkout for 20% off your first order. All right, let's get back into the episode. So what this consensus focused on, at least in what we found, was more of the static stretching variety and looking at static stretching protocols and where there was benefit, what components that we listed off, like range of motion, strength and muscular hypertrophy, relaxation, what those stretching protocols benefited.
So primarily when we're looking at like acute, and acute meaning like immediate benefits that you're going to get from doing stretches, we're looking at intermediate single session improvement in range of motion and reduced muscle stiffness. So that's like small to moderate changes, and they're very short lived. So this is, I feel better when I do this stretch, and then I feel like I need to do it over and over and over again, right? So that's kind of what you're looking at. Like, you get this improved range of motion, you get this muscle to not feel so stiff and tight, but that doesn't last very long. And exact acute dosing is what they're seeing from all of these papers. For short-term flexibility gains, you want to do at least two sets of 5 to 30 seconds. 5 seconds sounds a little wild to me, but for some nervous systems out there, you only need about 5 seconds and then you feel, you know, reduced tension.
Yeah. And the reason that these things are so short-lived is because when we stretch, we talk to the nervous system. There's a couple different apparatuses in our muscles and our tendons that kind of set the length of our muscles and also set the tension in our muscles. And when we stretch, we talk to these, and that's how we kind of modulate what the tension in the muscle is. Like Jen said, you know, some nervous systems, you might stretch something for 5 seconds and it'll be like, okay, I'll give you a little more relaxation. Some nervous systems might take a little, they might be a little crankier or take a little more time and be closer to that 30 seconds. When we saw 5 seconds, we're like, stretching for 5 seconds, that doesn't make sense to us because we've never talked about that.
Or recommended it.
Yeah, or recommended it.
But if you want that quick flexibility boost, whether it's just like you're feeling tense, you got to get through the day, like whatever it may be, that could be that boost that you need to just relax that tension and get through the day.
If you know your few core muscle groups, like, oh, I need a stretch in between my shoulder blades, I need a stretch my hamstrings, hip flexors, whatever they are.
Yeah.
And you give it some quick love for 15 seconds, 30 seconds per side, do two or three muscle groups. That's like, you know, 3 to 4 minutes that you could notice that reduced stiffness and increased range of motion benefit. One thing that it does comment on in here is like just a word of caution. Relaxation or increased range of motion isn't good for all activities. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're wanting to, if you're doing an activity that requires power or strength, like, you know, strength training or sprinting or anything like that, increased range of motion or stretching can actually reduce your muscles' power output.
Right.
So that's, you're not going to want to do especially longer holds prior to doing those activities.
And that's where that dynamic mobility or active yes. stretching and dynamic ballistic kind of protocol can be a little bit more beneficial, like more when we're effective. Talking about, you know, going into a strength or power session.
Definitely. So then when we're looking at the chronic benefits or benefits that are going to over consistent amount of time of stretching on a consistent basis, the main benefits were also increased muscle range of motion and reduced muscle stiffness. They found, the panel explicitly said that stretching does not meaningfully increase muscle hypertrophy and is not an all-purpose injury prevention method.
I think that's pretty important, and it won't reliably correct posture. I think that's also really important to point out, because so many people, it's like, oh, I'm getting this hump in my back. What stretches do I need to do? And it's like, sure, we could do some stretches. We might see some improved range of motion in different areas and reduce stiffness, but we need something active to actually change something that we're wanting to create change within the body. And so I think that's really important that they pointed that out. But you know, I think it's interesting that they also agreed that chronic stretching may promote vascular health, but more research needs to be done here, which is interesting. I mean, but this just goes to overall getting our body to relax, getting our body in better range of motion so we can move better overall. Like, yes, of course, we're going to be moving fluids. We're going to be moving our body. We're going to be able to move better long term. So I think that, you know, the correlation there makes sense to me.
Yeah. And just it's overall change in tissues as well. Mm-hmm. Like if you're doing the stretching and getting the relaxation, you're putting less stress on your cardiovascular system. Right. So I feel like there's a lot of things that could make sense just intuitively. What I also thought was interesting was the protocol that they outlined for this, which was greater than or equal to 4 minutes of static stretching per muscle, 5 days per week.
Yeah.
That's per muscle. So again, the hamstring stretch example is holding a hamstring stretch for 4 minutes,
right?
Which could definitely take a lot of time. And if you had multiple muscle groups that you're wanting to do, it doesn't seem to be as practical a approach if you want to do 5 muscle groups on both sides that could, you know, you could be stretching for an hour.
I mean, the cardiovascular and vascular benefits that they found, you had to be at least doing 7 minutes of stretching or about 15 minutes of that static stretching in order to start to see, you know, those improvements in vascular health, which that's even longer, right? So who has that much time to be spending 7 minutes per muscle group?
Yeah, that's kind of wild. And one thing that this consensus points out is that among all the research they look at, not all timelines are the same.
Right.
There was a meta-analysis from 2024 that they looked at that kind of came to 4 minutes of stretching per session, cumulative time, or 10 total minutes per week could give those chronic or long-term gains. So, I mean, that's a pretty significant difference. If we're going from 4 minutes per muscle group to just 4 minutes total per session, yeah, a lot of difference there. But again, these are 20 leading experts in the world discussing all of this. So I'm sure they chose their recommendation for a reason.
Which is makes me feel better too about what we do in Gen Health, because those videos can range anywhere from 5 minutes to 15 minutes, depending on what we're really focusing on and how long we're spending in the static stretching, how much we're spending time doing it more dynamically. So ultimately, though, I think it's about consistency, right? It's about doing these things more consistent over time rather than just doing those 5 seconds here and there.
Something I think that's important to understand, too, is like what's happening to our muscle? Because people think that, oh, I have more range of motion. My muscles are lengthening, which isn't untrue, but our muscles always have that length, mm-hmm. which is something that is hard to kind of understand. What we're really doing is decreasing the passive stiffness in our muscles and increasing our tolerance to stretch. Mm-hmm. Through those, I kind of mentioned these things called Golgi body tendons and our muscle spindles that, you know, those two combined determine our resting muscle length and our tolerance to stretch, which is kind of what they're talking about here. So I always think of when we were in school, you could sometimes observe a surgery and mm-hmm. they would let you observe like hip replacements and stuff like that. And these are like 70 plus year old people getting hip replacements, and you'll see them walking around in the clinic and they look like the stiffest, you know, person around. And they replace this person's hip and they literally put their leg up by their shoulder.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yep, like the hip looks like it's moving fine, or the replacement looks like it's moving fine. And that means that our muscle has that length available. So doing the stretching isn't just like magically lengthening our muscles.
Right.
It's just improving our tolerance to stretch.
Right. So it's changing the way our brain is perceiving that stiffness in that muscle so that we have more range available. However, we have to be... This is where they point out that decreased stiffness isn't always better, right? And so it depends on what you're getting that decreased stiffness for. If you're really looking to add more power, to add more strength, to really get more dynamic in your body, we have to be careful if we're just getting more decreased stiffness, because with improved range of motion comes responsibility. Now we have a more range of motion that we need to strengthen into and use our power protectively, right? So it's not just that we want to relax our muscle tissue and relax this muscle tension, but then we have to add in that strength component through that improved range of motion. And that's what's really most important here. One, for better carryover. And two, just so that we don't feel like we're, you know, just walking around without that stability in our body. If our brain isn't perceiving that we have that stability, which is where a lot of hypermobile people often feel so tense and tight because they have a lot of range, they don't have control of that range. So that's where it's so important with improved mobility and range of motion comes that responsibility to then strengthen and stabilize within that range.
And then reviewing the things that it says stretching does not do on an acute or chronic basis is muscle hypertrophy, which is the growth of our muscles. It's not a reliable standalone injury prevention strategy and does not reliably speed up post-exercise recovery, and it won't correct posture by itself. So all of these things are like, if you are wanting to use stretching to reduce your stiffness after exercise, like, it's not necessarily shown in the research that it will do that on its own. There might be other cool down strategies that we can implement that will more effectively help you recover than just stretching alone. And a lot of these things make sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, and that's where it's like injury prevention. A lot of people think of mobility and stretching for that injury prevention, and where that is a great tool that can play a role within an entire protocol. It's not alone the only thing that we need. And we necessarily can't use any protocol for injury prevention, because injury can happen for so many reasons. Pain can happen for so many reasons in the body. But think of it as more of that, you know, that tool to help so that we maintain our range of motion as we age. We reduce that tension and stiffness that we're always having in our body. So it's a great tool to be adding into our protocol, but it's not the tool that you need to prevent injury. It's not the tool that you need to get out of pain. It's just a part of the process.
And I get these consensuses and why they do them, because stretching is such a talked about thing in the wellness industry. But I'm like, there's not a lot of people out there who are just solely going to be stretching anyway. Yeah. Most people are going to be doing something else, even if you're...
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. But even if you're in yoga, like, yes, yoga does a lot of sustained positions, but a lot of different yoga sessions and techniques include the active component, or you're standing, or you're actively engaging during different positions. So it's like, great, static stretching can increase our range of motion and reduce muscle stiffness on an acute and chronic basis. And in the chronic component, if we're stretching for up to 15 minutes or whatever, it can maybe have cardiovascular benefits. That's great to know. I think this is showing us that if you want to have well-rounded health and include other benefits, obviously you're going to need to have different exercise modalities.
Right. And that's why within Gen Health as well, we're not just a mobility platform. I think a lot of people think of us as stretching and mobility, and that's all we do. No, we have stability. We have active mobility throughout most of it. And then we have a lot of strength and control, because understanding that that core awareness within our body is so deeply important, so that we feel safer in our body and we feel freer to be able to move more.
That being said, one of the plans that we've been focusing on recently is the full body mobility plan, which again, not just stretching. We're using a lot of these active and dynamic forms of mobility to help you own the movement. Like, you don't truly have a range of motion if you can't own it actively and own it with your breath. And these are all things that are incorporated through full body mobility. If you want to come hop in with us, especially in the new year, and have a plan, full body mobility, that you can add in to whatever else you're doing, because it's 5 to 15 minutes a day. That's going to be your touch in, your touch point with your body, help you learn more about where your restrictions might be and how you can address those. Use code OPTIMAL at checkout. We'll drop the link down in the show notes or on YouTube in the description. Just gen.health/free trial. You can get the first month for just $20 with code OPTIMAL.
Thanks so much for joining us and sticking around for another episode on the Optimal Body Podcast. I hope that helped to clear up any confusion, kind of guide what you should be focusing on, how long you should be focusing on, and maybe start to implement some other components that you might be missing. And again, if you want to understand the difference between static and mobility and active and dynamic, I'd highly recommend hop into Gen Health. You can use code OPTIMAL and you'll get in for just $20.